Write Samadhi and Insight in Sayadaw U. Kandimas, Sayadaw U. Sandimas, Teaching. Translation by Bhikkhu Uttamo. Introduction to Write Samadhi and Write Insight. Part 3, of 4 parts. Which one was Dharma? I was in the state of looking for the Dharma, and still not found it yet. Arahants could separate many bodies. Could it be that the Dharma is able to separate the body? I was separating the mind from the body. I attained them by creation. In sitting, a body was separated out in a blip, and it went away from me with each step. This kind of experience is confusing, and misunderstanding people as a soul goes out from a body. Not only scientists believe it, even Buddhist monks. Some Mahayanists interpret it as a soul by seeing someone in a hypnotic state have this kind of experience. At that time I was thirsty for water. The mind of wanting to drink water arose, and I must go and drink water, but without getting up to drink it. With a lot of exercises, this body went out step by step slowly. This body opened the lid of the water pot, and held the cup, took the water inside and drank it. Ah! It cooled up my chest. This body, form, returned to the sitting place and ceased, the mind and the sitting body combined again. Here, most people treat the body as the atta, self and also the mind, as the atta. If no Buddha had appeared, all living beings would treat it as the same. How thick and deep is self-view in beings? The Buddha gave each analogy to the five khandhas, and for the mind consciousness as a magician. All beings are playing tricks by this mind. We create all sorts of problems and sufferings for oneself and others. We should have disillusionment and disenchantment for the mind. I could separate a body, and it was quite significant. It seemed I became an arahant, so I was opening my eyes to look at people, seeing man and dog still in the level of knowing as man and dog. It was the same view as before the practice, and not significant at all. In this case, I still have not attained the Dharma yet. Which one was the best way of practice? My desire for Dharma was very strong. A man who was hungry and tired came back home from a far journey. When he was very tired and hungry, even only had rice and salt, he had the strong desire to eat it. I had a very strong desire for the Dharma, but I didn't get the good method and system. I thought I could get the Dharma with a normal eye. So I opened my eyes and looked at people in front of me. Don't forget he was in the center, then closed my eyes again, and thought about its form. Opening the eye again, and pulling the form towards me. After 3 or 4 days, the forms, human form, appeared in my mind as seeing like a normal eye. This was not only for the people in front of me, but also the people behind me. When with the mind spreading, it was on the whole object of the Dharmasala, i.e., the whole meditation hall. I was seeing the entire Dharmasala like a normal eye. I went down from the Dharmasala staircase, and looked at all the streets and saw all of them. When looking at the full center compound, a large area, I saw all of them. And then I thought I was becoming an arahant now. And opening my eyes and looking at things, seeing Nun, man, dog, etc. Only knowing him as still as Nun, man, dog, etc. The normal knowing was still there, and not disappeared. I was emotionally depressed because I thought I seemed unable to attain the Dharma. Here I want to do some reflections on the Divine Eye, which is mentioned by U. Chandima and other sources. In Sayadaw's practice we know that he mentioned the Divine Eye 2 times with the light Nimitta and Avana, intuitive knowledge. In Burma, there was a system called Kani method which was taught by Kani Sayadaw U. Sobita, 1880-1966. One of his disciples was Myzin Sayadaw U. Sobita, now passed away. Kani Sayadaw's teacher was Lat Pan Forest Sayadaw U. Adhika. We don't know much about his life, and it seemed to be the contemporary of Ledi Sayadaw. Sayadaw U. Adhika learnt it from the Theravadan Tibetan monk Shila Tissa, who passed away at Lat Pan Forest. It seems to me Ledi Sayadaw also had tried this system before in his commentary on Anapanasati. Sutta can see some traces of this practice. One time Ledi Sayadaw in a retreat developed the divine eye. According to him, he was trying to spread the light nimitta to the whole universe, but it was too extensive that he could not retreat it back to him. The Kani system is based on the Anapanasati Sutta of the first four tetrads to develop samadhi with the light nimitta. It is not the same as in the commentary. They sit in meditation and closed their eyes with cloth that light nimitta easily to arise. So in the first step of the first tetrads, yogi even can have the light nimitta. As a second step, they use the light to send it short and long distances by exercising it. As the third step, send the light inside the body up and down accordingly, knowing the breath in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, the full breath. Later send it outwardly. When the practice is mature, they can use the light to see wherever they want. There was an interesting story about Dorkin Thane, a female yogi from Myanmar. She was the niece of Sayadaw, Myzin, became blind at the age of 3, not mentioned the cause. At the age of 42 Sayadaw taught her Anapanasati, and developed the light nimitta. Later, Sayadaw asked her to see the Mahaseti in Buddhagaya in India. She said that she could not find the Mahabodhiseti, but instead she saw a four-sided a tall structure which going up become smaller and smaller. She did not know that what she saw was the Mahaseti because she only knew about the shape and form of the setis in Burma only. Dorkin Thane did not possess the vision of a flesh eye, but she possessed the Dharma eye, Dharma Kaku. Closing square bracket. I re-established the Anapanasati, but I didn't do it blindly as before. You all have to know that you can't do work blindly. He was a good example here. In Vipassana practice there are Sakka Nana, Hika Nana, Katha Nana, Yathabhuta Nana. In simple words, they are knowledge of study, knowledge of practice, knowledge of result, knowledge of the things as it really is. We have to analyze and reflect on them. I was doing what the teacher had told me, but I didn't know why I had to do it. I didn't know what was necessary for the goal. Why did he ask me to do it? He didn't explain him to me. The teacher didn't tell me clearly about the practice. I myself also did not know the differences. If I was like this, I would never attain Dharma. Why have to establish Anapanasati? The Buddha became a Buddha with Anapanasati. Dharma must exist in Anapanasati meditation. I was doing Anapana in a natural way, mindful of the nature of in-breath and out-breath, and knowing the contact of the nostril with the in- and out-breaths. I didn't do it blindly as before breathing in shoe shell, etc., not doing it without any reason, and doing it mindfully. Carefully with mindfulness, I was mindful of the touching nature from the beginning to the end. I was mindful of the breaths touching the nostril, and knowing about them and their vanishing. These did not fit together. I knew it only after it arose, and after it vanished, i.e., not in the present moment. I reduced the quick air into balance with mindfulness. After it was leveled out, knowing am only when it is just arising, and it is just passing away. My desire is to know in these things what made that Dharma exists. Vithichitta, consciousness belonging to a cognitive process, or processed mind, arose in my knowing of rise and fall. With balanced sati, do not let it be more than necessary and it becomes balanced, and then knowing am just arising and passing away. With the touching, and knowing arising, I was knowing it. When it passed away, and I was knowing it just passing away, i.e., magga fit in with the rise and fall which very often mentioned in Mogic talks. After that, life continuum mind, bhavanga citta, ceased. In Burmese, the usage is fallen into bhavanga. From the rise and fall of touching and knowing, it fall into bhavanga. It was like fanning with a fan, bhavanga vibration. Dharma existed in anapana that I let my mind return to the touching point of the nostril. With a vibration bhavanga pulled the mind back to it. Oh, what was that? I was looking Dharma at anapana, but something which I didn't know was pulling the mind back to bhavanga, in Burmese using the short form of bhavam. I returned the mind back to the knowing of touching and vanishing. Furthermore, I didn't do it blindly like before. You all have to be careful is if in practice you encounter something, have to reflect why it happens. What is the result of it? Etc. These kinds of investigating nature, observation nature, and reflective nature is the seed of getting insight knowledge. So don't do it blindly. Otherwise, you can't achieve your goal with it. With mindfulness, I knew the arising and passing away of it, observing it with knowledge. Nana, the knowing mind disappeared in a blip. I thought if it didn't stay where I led, then let it stay where it was going. So my mindfulness stayed at bhavanga. Before I didn't know about bhavanga and its existence. Consciousness arose, Vedana arose, etc. Knowing them and its disappearing. When Vedana arose, the mind at bhavanga moved to Vedana. Who was this culprit? What did it mean? When I let it on Vedana, it was unbearable. The above process seems similar to bhavanga citta and vitticitta citta arising and vanishing intermittently in the Abhidharma mind process. This was the result Dharma. I wouldn't let it happen again. This mind desired for Dharma, afraid of ghosts, desire for Nibbana, afraid of samsara, and it wanted to be free from samsara. After it moved to Vedana, and not stayed there, and ran away with fear. The bhavanga or chest area became tense. What did that mean? As Vedana increased, more tensions arose. The mind was suffering, and tired of it. Vedana increasing underneath was nothing to do with the body kanda, i.e., becoming tense at the chest. When I was reflecting on the reason, the mind suffered so that it became tired. This body and this mind were functioning together. If the mind suffered, bhavanga became tense, chest and heart area. If the mind relaxed, bhavanga was also relaxed. This mind and this body had a cause and effect relationship. These are the processes of vipassana. It'll be difficult for you all to contemplate, but it has value. If your knowledge is not enough for contemplation, you don't know what I am talking about. On the path of vipassana, you have to practice in this way to develop it. I am delivering it for you to attain wisdom knowledge. You have to observe and know what it's about. Before practice, the bhavanga was not tense. With practice, Vedana arose so that bhavanga became tense. If the mind suffered, Bhavanga was tense. And if the mind was happy, Bhavanga relaxed. This mind and Bhavanga must have cause and effect. I didn't re-establish Anapana again. Instead of Bhavanga, I looked after the mind not to be tensed, and looked after the Bhavanga not to be tensed either. When Vedana increased, this mind wanted to move. I was warning it to stay as usual, and not to be chaotic. The body changed as it worked, the mind must do its own work. Even though Vedana was increasing, practicing with the strength of Sada, and Viriya, faith, and energy, at last Bhavanga mind ceased. This mind had no need to look after it and it is separated from the body. It was nothing to do with me, and Bhavanga became cool and happy. Previously, with the increase of Vedana, the Bhavanga became tense and the mind was in pain. Now Bhavanga was relaxed and happy. Even Vedana was increasing, yet there was only physical pain, not spiritual pain. The mind was in pain before because I couldn't bear the tenseness, stiffness, numbness, and aches. I had made the wrong accusation on the body, i.e., taking pain as the cause of the body. This was dispelling of wrong view, and changing into wisdom knowledge. In common people when they were sick, head, body, hands, etc. In pains and aches, they thought and accused the physical body. They didn't know the reality, i.e., paramatta, and only knew the non-existence of concepts, panati. They clung to bodily suffering that did not exist, became greedy, tanha, and hold on to wrong views, ditti. Now ditti was fallen away. Because of this body, rupa, Vedana were arising which led to wrong views and perceptions. Pain in the thighs and legs is not suffering. Suffering and pleasure are in the mind, so knowing the mind as the cause. Before, clinging to the body, and we made the accusation of it. It was not existing in the body, but in the mind. Before in Anapana, even Vedana was increasing. When the mind could stay with Anapana, it was happy. The body was functioning according to its nature. Now the body was changed, disturbed, the mind fallen into Bhavanga, and the mind freed from it. It made me more uplifted. The body was not the main factor, the pain and happiness of the mind was the main one. Craving and clinging were falling away. What kind of craving, wrong view, and clinging fell away? The wrong view of unpleasantness with my lap and leg were in pain, clinging with tanha, upadana to the body, lap, hand, and leg, couldn't bear the pain of tanha fall away. From sotapanna to arahant their ditti, tanha, and upadana were not the same, and their khandhas, i.e., five khandhas, also not the same. Now it was the cessation of kala sotapannas ditti, tanha, and upadana dharmas. Because of this mind that pain and happiness arose, so the increasing of Vedana was the cause. At near death, I should not pass away with the cause, only with the cessation of the cause to Nibbana. Because of this mind, pain and happiness arose, so I had the desire to know the cause of this mind. This time when Vedana was increasing I didn't let Bhavanga fell in. Instead, I contemplated the increasing of Vedana to know its mental factor. Who was the one to experience the increasing of Vedana? It was true that Dharma existed in the khanda. Search for Dharma was opening the khanda package and looking into it. With the increasing of Vedana, the mind was moving and wanting to run away. It wanted to run towards Anapana and Bhavanga. No. You had to stay with Vedana and focused it on Vedana, but it didn't stay there. Before this mind, and the I-ness mixed up, and became I was in pain. This was the mind in pain, and stuck with lust, raga, and defilement, kalesa. What was this mind? Mind and body were the objects of contemplation, and contemplative mind was mindfulness, sati. If without the differentiation, and mixed up, only I could see the body, I had to contemplate them with separation. There was arising a way to contemplate the mind and form with separation. Before, I had upadana on the mind. I wanted to know how this mind was related to Vedana. So I let go the mind to Vedana, and it freed from clinging to the mind, and sakkaya ditti ceased, i.e., identity view. With the cessation of lust, raga, on Vedana, and this mind ceased in a blip. The mind was clear and transparent. This point is mentioned in the Inlu Sayadaw's instruction in Vipassana, when leveling samadhi and panna and becoming balanced, it starts seeing anicca. Vedana was increasing, but the mind was clear. There was no need to shun away from it, no need to separate from it. There was no need to run away, and simply look after it, then the mind was eased by itself. The mind stopped with clearness. If Vedana was increasing before wanting to change and move, with the re-establishing of Anapana it was freed from Vedana. If falling from Anapana, it arrived back to Vedana and became painful. Now Bhavanga was ceased, if not it was painful. Now, without one's correction, it was ceased by itself. If no mindfulness, sati, it reappeared and fell back to Vedana with pain. So I let it stay there on Vedana. I wanted to know about this mind, and I contemplated it, and the mind ceased. Then the mind of Tanha Sankhara wanting to free and escape arose. With their cessation, i.e., Tanha Sankhara, the clear mind freed from clinging, upadana, arose. So it didn't need to escape or shun away from it. When I knew this, and paid attention to the clear element, then the body form was disintegrating and vanishing. The body form, rupa, became a block of water foam with particles. It was like moving and disintegrating. It's like water foams that disappeared as they moved. When I was looking at the whole body, it felt like water foams were arising and vanishing. With the observation, the khanda became a block of water foam. Originally I thought it was a solidified form with shape. Now it was not, and a block of water foam. I continued with the contemplation, and the block of water foam was like arriving at the center of a whirlpool with explosion and disintegration. It was vanishing like a firework, and like the sesame seeds inside the hot iron cauldron exploding and vanishing. With the vanishing, and became fearful of it. I was looking for the Dharma, and the khanda became dissolved. I thought it was a good thing, now it was dissolving. It became longer, and with more dissolution. While looking at knees, legs, waist, hands, etc., they're all dissolving. There was no place that did not dissolve. When you looked more, more dissolved. It was like the sesame seeds in the hot cauldron, like mountains were collapsing and disintegrating, like sandstorms arising, and like rocks were falling apart. It was frightening like a strong typhoon blowing the trees with violent shaking, and striking with each other, and became noisy. In one of the Ingu Sayadaw's talks, even he could hear the sound of dissolution. This khanda body became frightening. Before I thought this body as solid and stable, and now it was not anymore. It was a big block of disintegration in a fearful way. I was seeing the present dissolution nature of ultimate reality, paramatta. It was not noting with concept, sanna, but seeing its own nature. With more time, it was with more dissolution. It was so much dissolved that I became afraid of association with this body. It was dissolving at standing, going, coming, etc. Even if I couldn't speak and interact with others, it was impossible not to want to know the nature of it. I wanted to run away to a place which was free from this body. With more fear and more running, with more running and more dissolution that I was in trouble, even I couldn't sleep at night, at the stage of strong insight. At that time, B. Lin Sayador informed everyone to come to their monks meeting, and I had to be there. Sayador was giving a talk, and asking me, "You Chandima, do you appreciate my exhortation?" I was responding as, "Then, sir, I don't know about it." My answer made him displeased. So he said, "Then, you don't pay attention to what I exhort you." My answer was, "No, I don't then, sir." It made him angrier. Then he asked me why I didn't pay attention to him. My response was, "Then, sir, I don't have the strength to listen to you. My body is in dissolution, and becoming a block of particles. I became afraid and out of control. If this body was like a robe, I would take it off, and discard it. Therefore, I am thinking of how to be freed from this body form." With this response, Sayador became quiet, and turning towards the Sangha, and said, "Venerables, he has the strong insight knowledge, and will become a seven lives time stream enterer." I didn't know anything that he said, and I was not taking it seriously. The most important thing was that I was suffering, and how to be free from it. Therefore, I was asking him to give me a way to free myself from dukkha. His response was, "Dharma will give you, and it doesn't need me." I thought he was leaving me alone and became in low spirits. I was looking at the whole body for where it would be freed. Instead, it was disintegrating. It was frightening, like the strong wind of a typhoon and a sandstorm. I thought, "I have been looking for Dharma, but did not get it, and have only come across dukkha." I didn't know that it was Dharma and dukkha. Furthermore, I still didn't know them as knowledge of dissolution and knowledge of fear, i.e., Banga Nana and Baya Nana. Later it was changed into very refined particles. This body had fallen apart like refined particles from a lump of flour. It seemed to me it would be burnt down into ashes by fire that made me in fear. Without running away from it, I must look for the Dharma in them. I was making an investigation on why it had to be disintegrated. This was knowledge of exploration coming in, Samasa Nana. I couldn't find the body, head, hand and feet of my physical body, instead a lump of particles, Kalapa. It was the perished body combined with fog and dew particles, and my knowledge was changed. The cause Dharma of impermanent characteristic, Anicca Lakkhana, that received the result of dukkha. This was still in mundane knowledge, Lokiya Nana. It was seeing the dissolution that became pain. What was dissolution? With this inquiry, I was concentrating on the particles, Kalapas, the size of a coin on the body. There, heat wave and cold wave were arising. Among the particles, hot and cold particles arose intermittently, and the particles were collapsing and vanishing. Clinging to this body as head, hand, and feet, etc. Actually, it was not in that way. It was arising as hotness, coldness, tightness, stiffness. It was happening as the four elements were combined. Clinging to the Kanda body as mine was changed to insight knowledge of hotness, coldness, stiffness, tightness, etc. Therefore, yogis were saying as seeing the elements, Dhatu. I couldn't order these particles not to change. They were changing into hotness, coldness, etc. Craving, Tana, still not died, and not freed from dukkha yet. I was looking at them and wondered if their change would ever come to an end, but it didn't. Did pain exist in dissolution? Dissolution itself was not pain or suffering, and it was functioning according to its nature. I attained this knowledge. This physical body became a lump of elements that it couldn't be called as man, woman, etc. I discerned it as a lump of elements doing its duty according to its nature. I attained the knowledge that this was not me, man, woman, etc. With this discernment, I held my hand with the other hand, this is my hand, and opened my eyes, and looked at the hand, but it couldn't be confirmed as a hand because the hand had disappeared. I only knew it as natures of softness, hardness, coldness, etc. With the opened eyes, and looking at physical form only knowing the nature of seeing, not as man, woman, etc. Holding the hand, and looking at it only seeing the nature of coolness, hardness, etc., but not seeing the hand. No one taught me about insight knowledge, Vipassana Nana. There was no clinging to the hand, body, leg, head, etc. These were the nature of elements. It was according to its own nature, and not me. With the knowledge of Sabhava form Dharma, natural phenomena of form, rupa, suffering ceased. With the cessation of suffering, and knowledge, Nana, was left behind it. Firstly, it was the characteristic of elements that it expressed the nature of elements. Element was element, so the place of the hand was not the hand. Where was my hand gone now? This must be my hand, and making the accusation fervently. These were the differences between concepts of anicca, dukkha, anatta, and the wisdom of anicca, dukkha, anatta. Anatta means the finishing power of the atta. Can't cling with atta is anatta. Even though I was making the accusation strongly as, it's, hand, it's still impossible. Knowledge, Nana, expressed its own nature. Hardness, softness, hotness, coldness existed as its intrinsic nature. I was opening the eyes, holding the hand and making the accusation as my hand, but it was not possible that I only knew the hardness, softness, hotness, coldness, etc. The hand was not the hardness, coldness, etc. The concept of the hand, and hard, soft, hot, cold, etc. were no connection. We can't think about it with normal experience. When opening the eyes, and looking at it, I was only seeing the color. This was not the hand. My hand was gone, and I was in low spirits. Looking at it with the eyes and holding at it with the hand, and it was also impossible making the accusation. I was holding and saying as my robe. No. It was not, and only knowing the color nature, shape, form, image disappeared. I couldn't make the accusation of it as a robe, and then I was squeezing my calf with the hand, and looking at it, and reciting as, the calf, etc., but couldn't find it, instead it stopped at the color. The hand only knew its hardness, softness, hotness, coldness, and couldn't find the calf of the leg. Back and forth, I was looking for it, and also reciting my mind at the heart. The world became upside down, and from then on concept, and reality, panati, and paramatta, became different. I.e., not mixing up, and becoming separate. The exposure of color and the concept of calf, were not mixed up. The exposure of hardness, softness, hotness, coldness, and the concept of calf were not mixed up. The world, loka, was happening in accordance with the determination of the mind. Loka disappeared. Where was loka? It happened by the mind. The mind saw as a man was determined by the mind on the color of form, rupa. The mind took it as a man, accused it as a man, knew it as a man. The mind made the decision, and gave the answer. What is happening now? When with the eyes seeing the color of form couldn't determine it with the concepts. It was stopped at the seeing of color of form, rupa, which was real, paramatta. The nature of form, rupa, didn't tell us as man or woman, it was determined by the seeing mind, i.e., for worldling, pathujana, now it was separated. This was knowing the real existence, paramatta, of all the sense objects of the five senses of the door, eye, ear, body. Non-existing conceptual objects were stopped. It couldn't be given the names and concepts to them. The Buddha compared the mind consciousness with a magician. So, it deceives us all the time. Man, woman, dog, etc. were happening in the mind, and not in the outside or external. The world, loka, disappeared. The whole world was stopped. The existence of the world outside was the outcome of the inversions of the mind with wrong perception, wrong knowing, and wrong viewing. If all these distortions, inversion, perversion, ceased, there would be no existence of the world outside. If the mind was not determined as man, and the outside, external, was not man, not as tree, and the external was not tree, etc. These were the intrinsic nature of the elements. It was existing with their own nature, and not arriving to the concepts. It was like the following example. A man was very poor, and in his dream he found a bag of gold coins on the road. He happily picked up the bag and another man saw it and shouted to him that he should have a share too. The poor man did not want to share with him, and ran with the gold bag, and the other following him behind. Unfortunately, the poor man stumbled down on the uneven road. The poor man woke up suddenly with a shock, and looking at his hand, and no gold bag with him. In the same way, if concept and reality, panati and paramatta, were separated, the preceding knowledge was paramatta, reality, and the following one was concept. It was stopping at reality, and not knowing the concept. The physical form, rupa, was not giving the concept, and only the mind giving it. One's own mind was clinging, and believing in it that the world, loka, appeared. The external sense bases, ayatana, were form, rupa, dharma with its own nature. One's own mind paid attention, manasikara, to the arising form. Concept was mind dharma, and reality, paramatta, was form, rupa, dharma. Concept and reality were separated, and stopped at paramatta, reality, of form. And then couldn't see it as man, woman, etc. I opened my eyes looking at people, and not seeing them as nuns, because the mind determining it had ceased. The forms, i.e., nuns, with their own nature, i.e., color, so that nuns disappeared. If looking at a dog its form, i.e., color, was expressing its own nature, and only the mind determined it that seeing as a dog. The mind making the concept ceased by seeing it stopping at the reality of the color, i.e., visible form paramatta. With the understanding that visible form, i.e., color, was not a dog. I have attained Dharma now. Sayadaw Gyi, i.e., the Hindu, said that seeing man, and knowing as man, seeing dog, and knowing as dog, etc., was still not attaining the Dharma yet. Before, when I saw a man, I knew to regard it as a man. Now the visual form, color, was expressing its element nature, and the mind stopped at the ultimate form, Paramatta Rupa. Mind and form were separated, and form, Rupa, stayed on its own, giving the concept on it was mind Dharma. Form was not mind, and mind was not form, so mind and form were separate. This was a small stream enterer, color Sotapanna. If someone penetrated beyond the concept, and reality became color Sotapanna or Maha Sotapanna. Now here, he was a color Sotapanna, the insight process not ending yet. If seeing and just at seeing, if hearing and just at hearing, on the hearing just knew its element nature, and not as a crow, i.e., the sound of a crow. If hearing the sound of a dog, and just at hearing, and not clung to the dog because knowledge, Nana, preceded it, only knowing the changing nature, and after knowing it vanished. When walking I put my feet on the ground, not knowing the ground, but only the nature of the hardness, hardness and coldness of the visual form, color. It was not hand, and foot only the characteristic of form, rupa, and element, dhatu. It was only expressing its own nature, just form paramatta. After that, I took my arms food. A nun came, and offered me some lemons. I liked the sour taste, so I paid attention to the mind with sour taste. But the mind ceased at paramatta dharma, and do not arrive at non-existing concepts, i.e., sour taste, sweet, bitter, etc. It was just knowing only with its expression. With the preceding knowledge, Nana, the mind making of sour ceased without existing, i.e., the concept of sour ceases without arising. The same as the mind ceased at feeling, Vedana, and not continuing to craving, Tana. Sayadaw's emphasis is not on Anicca, which most teachers talk about. Instead, he is talking about the mind and mental process analytically. I was only knowing the changing paramatta of form, and not the taste of sour, sweet, etc., which was absent. But I knew all the nature of hardness, coldness, etc., which was shown by them. I didn't make concepts or naming them. If I was naming them, it was wrong. Giving names to them was the mind and not form, rupa. Form was not in the mind, vice versa. Mind was not me, and also form was not me. They were expressing their nature. Levels of insight knowledge will start here. I will not mention the levels of insight and only talk about their nature or characteristics. If seeing the element nature of characteristics, he is a stream enterer. Discerning the concept and reality, panati, and paramatta, separately, this is what stream enterer does. I knew the mind dharma of Sanakunda, aggregate of perception, mind, here consciousness, and form, rupa. This mind, i.e., consciousness, only knows the paramatta object, but sana, perception which gave the concepts has ceased. If hearing sound, and only knowing the hearing, but the mind which gave the concepts has ceased. The whole world was stopped. Man, tree, etc. was stopped and disappeared. On Sunday buses came to the center, and children were coming in and making noises. So I looked at the direction of the noises and did not see humans. I didn't know what it was. I.e., overwhelm anarchas, I was dazed. The hearing of sound and the seeing of visual objects, i.e., color, were not mixed up. It existed as the nature of seeing quality, and the nature of hearing quality. The concept and paramatta were separated. The ignorance of concepts was ceased, i.e., avijapanati, and became knowledge of perception, vijasana. It was expressing its form, rupa, characteristics, with its own nature and changing, anicca. From the ignorant perception, avijasana, it changed into wisdom knowledge, vijapana. Form was changing, and the mind gave the paramatta perception. It simply changed from avijasana to vijapana. It couldn't kill the five khandhas, yet it was the five khandhas changing into paramatta sense objects. The dharma of hotness, coldness, etc., which I was talking about by using the concepts, in reality it was changing and vanishing. I was not naming it with concepts. If a paramatta dharma arose, and the mind knew it, and the mind changed, I didn't give the concept of the form paramatta. Every time form arises, the mind knows it. It was not form, and it must be the mind, i.e., nama, name, nama dharma, because the mind knowing the paramatta has ceased. Why every time it was arising and knowing it? What was this? The mind was changing in stages. Before, I was seeing the form, rupa, with the aggregate of perception, sanikhanda. Knowing that each changing of form was not my knowing and not me. The mind stayed with the element, form, which was arising. On the right knee the form of aches arose. I had mindfulness on it, from here who was the one changing to another form. What did it mean? I was observing it with the desired knowledge. Every time form arising, I was catching it with mindfulness, i.e., hotness, coldness, tenseness, etc. Before, I was contemplating form. When concept and paramatta were separated, perception stopped. So there was no form for contemplation. Now, every time form arising, only I knew it. Over 2 days I was contemplating in this way. My body became tired because I practiced the whole night, i.e., 24 hours, without sleep. I was overexerted, and maybe I couldn't attain the Dharma. I put down my sadha and conceit. In the world, people are looking for what they desire. Whatever searching with desire is mundane, lokya. On supramundane dharma, lokuttara, we can't do it with desire. Contemplated with desire is greed, lobha, and not knowing it is delusion, moha. These are sasata, eternal, and akeda, extinction, two wrong view, ditti. We must contemplate how to free ourselves from these two extremes. I had the desire to know what kind of mind, nama, knew this form. After I put down my conceit, mana, changing was one thing, the mind, nama, inclining toward the changing was another thing, and the contemplative mind was another. It was separated into three things. Did I see the mind and body? It was not like what you see when you look at the body. For example, with anapanasati, on touching and knowing. Does it mean knowing of the touching? Or does it mean knowing of both, i.e., touching and knowing? Or does it mean touching is one thing, and knowing is another? It needs to be differentiated. These are the records to check oneself for Dharma attainment. Form, rupa, was changing nature. Mind, nama, was inclining toward form. I was seeing its inclining nature directly. Sati, mindfulness, was watching it. Before I couldn't differentiate I and mind, nama, which knew the changing of form. I thought that's how I knew it. Now I knew that it was not my knowing. Changing was form. Inclining toward it was not me, and it was mind dharma. The wrong view of me, and others fell away. Seeing in a pair of the changing form and the inclining mind is called discerning of mind and form. Seeing mind and form directly was called discerning of mind and form. Changing was form, and giving the perception was mind. This was one pair. I have seen two pairs now. I was forcing the mind on the right knee toward the left knee, then my bhavanga, i.e., heart area, became tense. I couldn't create the inclining mind. It was not self, anatta, nature. The mind at the right knee ceased, and another mind arose at the left knee. With the cessation of the mind on the right side, and another mind was arising on the left side. Not self, anatta, nature appeared because with the cessation of the preceding mind, a new mind arose. The changing nature was form, the inclining nature was mind. So mind and form, not me, not him, and not a soul. Form changed stage by stage, the mind also changed with inclination stage by stage. Only by knowing these things, one really discerned the five khandhas. Changing was form dharma, and inclining was mind dharma, and after inclining what could it do? I had to follow the five khandhas until the path knowledge of stream entry. No one came and taught me. It was the connection of cause and effect with their own nature. What were the things in the khanda? Everything that was there had to come out. These were inside knowledges. The mind was after its inclining and feeling with good or bad. The five senses of the door contacted the five sense objects, and phenomena were arising. Then the mind was inclining toward them, and feeling the objects as good or bad, e.g., when seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. What happens when contemplating the mind of good or bad? Watching with the knowledge, nana, and when arrived at one-pointed samadhi, ekagata samadhi, found out the feeling nature of vedana. In the 12 links of dependent co-arising, patikasamapada, vedana, there is this one, no pleasant or unpleasant, sukha and dukkha, feelings, and just feel only. Form was changing, the mind inclining toward it, and feeling it. I couldn't find a person, a being, man and woman there. Even with more time of contemplation and observation, it became more and more clear as not a person, not a being. In the present, the mind and form combine and function together according to their own nature. What happened by getting this form? It was impossible, didn't want to see, hear, and know, etc. After feeling the object, what other things the mind and body had? I continued to observe, and it came to an end, and there was nothing to it. It was stopped at Vedana. After feeling, and it was vanishing, I only had this. Could I throw away this feeling? No, I couldn't. It was like carrying a burdened load. I was becoming in fear of the impermanence of Vedana, i.e., arising and vanishing. It was changing and feeling it, and then vanishing, on and on like this. I.e., form changing, Vedana feeling it, and then passing away. It was painful seeing its dissolution, dukkha. In regard to Vedana, I got the knowledge on dukkha. What did it do after dukkha? With the observation, it was in dissolution, and ceased. So wrong view, ditti, fell away on feeling, Vedana. This was not arrived at path knowledge yet, magga nana. It was not freed from Vedana that focusing the knowledge, nana, on the dissolution, i.e., bhanga, and at the bhavanga, heart or chest area, it was vibrating three times, and ceased. At the mind door, hadaya vathu, heart base, found out the element mind of consciousness, i.e., mana vinana dhatu. I know. What do I know? And how do I know it? This is important. Mind door was clear and transparent. Mind consciousness, mana vinana, was knowing. Form, rupa, also was a clear element. Mind dharma was knowing. What did it know? It was not knowing white or black, man or woman, and just only knowing. I was sitting with my closed eyes when the bhavanga vibrating 3 times, and the eyes opened. And then I heard the sound of a crow. Osh! Osh! The mind was inclining toward the sound. How did it appear in the knowledge? Nana.